Welcome to Brad Kyle's Brad's Motorworks podcast. We'll be talking about some things about BMW, some things of cars in general, and some things about car repair. I hope you find it educational, enlightening, and I hope it increases your understanding of your car. And maybe along the way we'll have some fun too. Thank you for listening, and here we go. Episode number 67, BMW Sport, M Sport, M Cars, and ZHP. In this one, I'm going to kind of quickly sort of talk about the differences between those cars I just mentioned. Basically, a kind of a division of BMW was called BMW Motorsport, which was first started in 1972, and this was to support their racing program. Okay, so initially, when BMW Motorsport first started up, it was kind of like an internal company, so to speak, within BMW AG. And it was strictly to support their racing program, okay? And then as time went by, they decided, well, we're going to start taking some of this technology that we're developing for race cars only and maybe introducing it in some of our production cars. In 1993, they changed the name to BMW M, okay? Currently, BMW M offers modified versions of nearly every model, okay? Not all of them, but almost all of them, okay? BMW M engines were traditionally large displacement, naturally aspirated, high-revving engines, such as the S85, V10, and the E60 M5 and E63 M6, or the S65 V8 and the E90 M3. As early 2000s, BMW regarded forced induction, in other words, supercharging or turbocharging, as a low-tech shortcut to boosting horsepower, stating that this adds weight and complexity while reducing throttle response. However, in the late 2000s, because of international regulations requiring reducing CO2 emissions and lower fuel usage, BMW discontinued further development of naturally aspirated engines. Okay, naturally aspirated meaning that the engine breathes normally. Okay, in other words, there's no turbocharging, there's no supercharging, there's nothing that is pushing additional air into the engine. Okay, that would be a naturally aspirated engine. A non-naturally aspirated would be anything that is either supercharged or turbocharged. Okay. Differences in the M models. Okay. There's what's called a sport package, which is not truly an M item, so to speak. But I thought I'd throw this in there anyway. The sport package varies between models, but typically has a sport suspension. In other words, it's a lower ride height. The springs are set up where they're a little bit harsher of a ride. The shocks are valved differently. There's typically what's called a sports steering wheel, which is going to be different from the stock one. The steering wheel and gear shift maybe have an M logo on them. Typically, the seats, just basically the front seats, are going to be fully adjustable, what would be called sports seats. They're sort of going to be patterned after what's called Recaro seats, where the side and hip bolsters kind of stick out more to help hold you in the seat, okay? It's probably going to have, like, sport wheels and maybe various body trim parts that may or may not have the M logo on them, okay? So definitely not a, you know, M car, okay? Personally, myself, I have a 2002 530i that has what I just said. It has a sport suspension. So there are some different little body parts and things that have the M badge on them. It does have the sport suspension, so on and so forth, okay? I bought the car used, so that's just the way it came. Then there's what's called M Sport, which is the same as the above, but it's a more sporty suspension upgrade. Typically, the M badging on it is either there's more of it and or it's larger. You're going to have actual sports aerodynamic body parts, okay? So things like maybe there's going to be a front spoiler that's maybe more aggressive. It may have a trunk lid spoiler. It may have side valance pieces that the regular car or even the sport package car does not have. Okay. Those are going to be some things that's going to different from a sport package versus an M sport. A true M car, okay, such as an M2, M3, M5, M6, excuse me. Those are going to be the same things I just mentioned, but it also is going to have a purpose-developed engine. Okay, it's going to, the engine itself is designed by the motorsport division, okay, or BMW M division. It's going to be definitely different from the stock engine. Now, that could be everything from, hey, we take out a piece of paper and we start from the ground up, and it's a completely different engine, block, cylinder heads, the whole shebang, okay, camshafts, crankshaft, rods, pistons, everything. It could be where it's the motorsport engine where maybe they use possibly the factory block, you know, and they go from there. So each one of those engines, like I say, it could have some similarities to the quote-unquote factory stock non-M engine, okay? Part of what manufacturing BMW, you know, certainly and other manufacturers, if they feel they can use some common parts between the stock engine versus an M engine, they're going to do that, okay? Having said that, that's only going to be a situation where they feel confident enough through testing and design and everything to where they realize, yes, this stock part will make it through an M car type situation, okay? If it doesn't, then they're going to modify it and, you know, potentially even use a completely different design part. But that's something they figure out in design and manufacturing and testing and all that. So so anyway, you know, those are the differences as far as on the true M car. You know, besides everything being more aggressive, okay, it's designed more from where basically BMW M took everything they learned in a race car, and they essentially made a everyday use drivable street car out of it, okay? It's definitely going to have a harder suspension. It's going to, I mean, I'm exaggerating here, but you run over a leaf and you're going to feel it, okay? That car is much more stuck to the road. It's not going to be as comfortable to drive, okay? You're going to feel everything, because it's race car inspired, okay? So the true M cars, someone that has one of those, hopefully they are definitely a driving enthusiast. They enjoy having fun with the car. Everything that has an M badge on it is, you know, I'm not being sarcastic here or trying to be funny, but basically anything that has the M badge on it is probably twice the price as a similar part of the car that doesn't have an M badge. Okay, and certainly there are parts on M cars that are only common to an M car. And because true M cars are relatively low production, those parts are going to be pretty gosh darn expensive. Okay, so again, that's part of what you want to factor in if you're contemplating buying an M car. Or you could be having one for the first time, and maybe you're 6 months to a year into owning it and driving it. I hope you enjoy it, because it's going to be expensive to maintain it. There are definitely things on a true M car that, you know, as a, for instance, the E46 M3, that engine is, I enjoy working on them. I enjoy doing services to them and stuff, but it's very labor intensive. The valves have to be adjusted. There's these little hockey puck shims that have to be put in, and you better put on your patience hat to do that work. Okay, it takes 6 or 7 hours to do a valve adjustment, depending upon how many valves you actually have to adjust with these different thickness shims. So, you know, they're more of a special use type of a car. Okay, then the last thing is ZHP. That's kind of the pinnacle. They literally take a race car and they make it into a street legal car for everyday use. Okay. When I say every day, I don't mean it's an everyday car. The ZHP versions of the cars are rare. They are definitely special use. They are set up to where you could drive to a racetrack and take it on the track. Okay, Short of it having a, you know, internal roll cage and carbon fiber or super ceramic type brakes or something like that, that car is ready to go onto the racetrack. Okay, they're very rare, and a lot of the parts on that car are just that much more expensive. I've only worked on a couple of ZHP cars that were true ZHP cars in my career. Okay, I haven't seen that many of them. That may just be because of where I live and the type of customers I have that come in. So, that's basically the run on those cars. One of my customers kind of gave me an idea of, hey, I'd like to hear a podcast about the difference on the M cars. So, there we are. And I hope this has been, enlightening. And again, I just kind of really covered the basis. I wasn't trying to go, really, really in depth. Certainly, there's a lot of information out there if you want to really go more in depth with your own particular car. That information's out there. You can find it. I just wanted to kind of cover the basics. So I hope you found this enlightening. I appreciate your time listening. As usual, if you want to get a hold of me via email, it's bkpodcasts5@gmail.com. I'm also on LinkedIn. And if you want to check out, I certainly do have a repair shop in Southern California. You can check it out at Brad's Motorworks is the name of my shop. And, check out and see what's going on there. Appreciate your time. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great day and a fantastic tomorrow. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode. It's been an honor and a privilege to spend time with you. I hope you found this of value. Please share it with family and friends. Above all else, with all you're getting, get understanding. May God bless you and keep you, and thank you again.